Deep breaths, DZ. Deep breaths. Are you there? I am traumatized from what happened to me at 5:45. Like, I want to start crying right now, DZ, thinking about it. I don't know. I don't even know if I can tell this story on the air. Oh, my God.
Trauma this early? No.
I didn't think I was going to get upset. I'm getting upset now thinking about it. Okay, coming up next, I got to tell you what happened to me this morning. It's insane. It's insane.
Let's collect our thoughts.
I know everybody wants to hear about the date I was on. I'm sorry. This is more important. I cannot believe this. Like, oh, I had a morning, DZ, and I'm going to tell you about it next. Oh, my God.
More important than the... Whoa. More important than the date. Okay, it's trauma.
Yeah. I just looked at DZ, and I said, I have so much to tell you. So much. I don't even know where to start.
Man.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I have to tell you what happened this morning, and then I'll tell you about the interaction I had with the woman who messaged me, who we talked about yesterday, who wanted me to date her husband.
That's right. Yeah, there's a follow-up. Uh-huh. I know we needed a follow-up. I can't even wait for this to develop.
Somebody else messaged me yesterday. The husband.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. All the yeses,
the
y'all.
I
can't even hide it.
Hold on, though. Let's talk about I need to get what happened to me out of my system, and then I'll tell you about the messages I got from the husband and wife who want me to go out with the husband, you know, from yesterday. Okay, so.
Got it. Yeah,
we have a follow-up.
If you didn't listen on the Odyssey app.
We have a follow-up. Just hold on. So this morning, DZ, I'm so flustered. I am dog sitting and I woke up. Mm-hmm. I put an adorable video on my Instagram of Piper, one of the two dogs I'm dog sitting, about how cute she was. And then I proceed to go downstairs in my house to let them out for the morning. And Piper is a black lab pit bully. You know, she's a feisty one. And Phoebe's like a collie, and she's just easy and just hangs out and goes with the flow.
Collie. Yeah.
And so, but Piper's the runner. Well, my fence right now has one panel out. Piper has never given me any issues with this. When I take her out, I kind of guard the fence. And if I say stop, she'll run back into the yard. She's listened.
She's a good dog.
I've kept them multiple times now. So I'm thinking.
Right.
You know, I don't have to have her on a leash in the backyard. Most of it's fenced anyway. Well, today. Piper decided to run, DZ.
Oh, did she see something or what?
Nope. It was pitch black. She just wanted to have a good time.
She just felt like going for a jog.
She ran out of our... I'm going to start crying because this was so traumatizing. She ran out of my yard, so I ran over to the neighbor's yard, and she usually just over... She corrects and comes back when she does that. She didn't. She kept running, and I went, so I'm running. Ooh. I'm running. We're now in the second neighbor's yard. We're now in the third neighbor's yard. I am in bushes. I am running through fences. I'm like a scene in a movie, or I'm like when, you know, like the scenes where you're literally running in between fences, jumping over things. That was me.
Allie turned into an action star.
You guys.
Cue Mission Impossible music.
honest to God, I hate running. I have never run so long and so fast in my life. Because imagine how fast those dogs can be sometimes. This one's fast.
Oh, I mean, dogs are quick. Them four legs will get you.
A lab pit bull? Forget it, dude. Running.
Brr. Yeah.
So now I'm in the... Now is where I start to get traumatized, right? So now I'm screaming, Piper! I'm like freaking out. My neighbors, I'm sure, are awake at this... It's pitch black outside. Remember, so all they hear is somebody screaming outside
it's
their
early.
Window. People know something's going on.
All they
on.
Hear is Allie going, Piper!
Uh-huh. And I thought of every trick in the book to stop this dog from running from me this morning. I screamed, Mommy's here, to which had her stop for 1 second, and then she ran again. I said, treat a million times. I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, come. I did everything in like the master voice, which normally works. Nothing.
Did you play the Uno reverse card and go, okay, you chase me now, and then you start running the other way, see if she started chasing you?
I did, actually.
Nothing.
I go, come on, girl, and like ran. Nothing. So now I'm crying and I'm running and I'm sweating and I'm near
hysterical.
And now I'm near a very busy road. A very busy road. We're five houses down. We've been running for a good at least 7 minutes, and now we're on a busy road and she's running on the side. And you're literally, if you were on a busy road watching a woman run full speed, chase a dog, that was me.
Chase a dog. And that's trauma.
And then she comes back around to our street. Now we're back on our street. We've done a whole loop. I mean, that's how.
Y'all spun the block.
We spun the block. She's running. After we went up and down the fence like four times, she's running and she gets to my house and I'm like, good girl. Trying to like. again.
Right, right, right. Positive reinforcement. Like, yeah, you did it. We're here.
She runs right past it, dude. This is where I lost
Keeps
it.
Going.
I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm crying because I was so upset. I was late for work. I couldn't get the dog. I was convinced she was going to die. I didn't even know how to get her at that point. I had nothing to corral her with. I had no, like, nothing. Right. I didn't even have my phone. And by the way.
You have a.
No, my phone was in the house, DZ.
You had nada.
So now here's where, think about this. Here's the next question. Where's the other dog the whole time? Anyone wondering this?
Oh, that's right. I hadn't wondered a single thing because you're watching two dogs.
Where's the other
sibling
dog?
Dogs at that.
So I took
Where both. Is the other dog?
Good question, DZ, because I took both out and when Piper ran, I ran. And now I don't know where the other one is. I was so upset. So Piper finally comes back near my house. Kind of runs in and I'm like, oh, please go into my house. Go into the fence. She comes back into my yard. I'm like, whew, and I'm trying not to scream at her. Now I just want to yell. You know, I just want to be like, bad right. girl. You
now
know,
you
but I'm like,
bad girl. Oh,
I can't.
No.
And guess right. who's standing there at the door? Phoebe, her sister.
Chilling.
The other
the
dog.
The collie.
Thank God.
The chill collie.
The whole time I'm like, and what if the other dog runs? And then we're really in trouble.
Then it's a problem because you don't even know which way the other dog went if that dog runs too.
I was so upset.
Oh gosh.
So we finally get him in the house, to which I'm now sweating, like my hair is everywhere. Thank God I had on tennis shoes and a coat. We've been running for at least 10 minutes at least. Full speed. Not running, full speed, like sprinting. So I'm and now I
Yeah,
just,
you
and,
running.
And I go, Piper, don't ever do that again. I was so scared. And then I just start bawling. I just lost it, dude. Like she has any clue. I'm like, don't ever do that to me again.
Sometimes dogs really when they like cause an emotional reaction out of you, did she look sad
or at least she was scared.
Repentful? I don't know.
She was scared because I was standing over her going, don't ever do that again. And she was like, had her little ears back, like, I'm sorry, Auntie Ellie. But then I laughed.
I thought you wanted to hit a quick workout.
The only punishment they got was no treat because I was like so upset and I laughed. I was like, you're not getting a treat. Screw you guys.
Naturally.
But I was
naturally.
Flustered. So then I get in the car and I call DZ, to which I was half in tears when I called you. And I go, I'm so upset right now. I'm trying to get to work and Piper ran. I'm like still flustered. So when I came in here, DZ, I said, I have to get this out. I can't even be on the air right now. I'm so traumatized from the dog situation this morning. Ugh.
Got to get it off your chest because this, listen, it's one thing if it's your pet and not to discredit anybody that's had a pet go missing or lost an actual pet forever. But when it's not your animal and it's somebody else's dog or cat or hamster or whatever, forget it because it is, bruh, so much more amplified because you're like, that person's going to hate me. The dog's going to be gone. I'm going to feel like a horrible person the rest of my life and there's nothing you can do to replace this human being. Oh my gosh.
It was traumatic.
Yo.
It was very traumatic. So I just had to get that off my chest this morning. And coming up next, DZ, I'll give you the update on the message I got from the wife and the husband yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Can we truly switch gears now? Because I feel like I was traumatized and I just wanted to get it out and move on now. The dogs are safe. I'm never going outside without Piper on a leash again. That's the final thought ever again. Because I'm never going to deal with this again.
Now.
And that's it.
Now let's process the next set of trauma.
Okay, next. I just realized what you said. All right, so many people want to know the update on the wife and husband, the wife who said I should go out with her ex-husband. Well, I got a bunch of messages from her and even one from him yesterday. All right, so many things to handle today on the show. 103.7 Kiss FM. Just told my story about how I was traumatized from the dog running, but let's move on to what everybody really wants to hear about. No, not the date I was on last night. That's for another moment. There's too much.
Yep.
We'll talk about that in What Would DZ Do, and you'll understand why. But first, I need to give you an update on the husband and wife who we talked about yesterday. The wife reached out to me and said she wants me to go on a date with her ex-husband, who we found out is not her ex-husband. They haven't even filed yet, but they've been separated for 6 months. Nobody said go out with him. Nobody.
No. I mean, a couple people did. All right, let's not say nobody, because
okay,
a couple people,
did.
Me included, was like, go ahead,
true.
Do your thing, man. Like, it doesn't even matter. Somebody said, I'm literally in the same situation right now with my husband, and I'm trying to find him somebody. So not everybody agreed, but a couple people were like, I mean, look at you. You never know. Don't discredit your blessings.
This is what, these are the messages I got from the wife yesterday. It sounds so funny, the wife and the husband. She heard I messaged. She's very sweet. I said, I'm sorry if I offended you, because I really did feel bad. But the story is what it is. You know what I mean?
And it's just, I mean, you got to have thick skin to be offended by something like this, man. Or to thin skin. You got to have thicker skin to be able to indulge in this kind of scenario.
She said, to be honest, I initially felt a little bit offended, but I truly think you guys would have a lot in common. And we're both really amazing people with professional careers. I just had wanted for him to be with someone else that might be equally as amazing, which is a nice sentiment, right? And then she says, I mean, the guy owns the Snoop on the Stoop. How could you go wrong? What the hell? That wasn't a turn on, girlfriend. Okay. I'm sorry. But no, but then she said, feel free to call me if you want, or we could go out for drinks. And let DZ know I really do appreciate his perspective, because he is completely correct. And then she sent me a video of them on Thanksgiving.
Boom.
Where they were all together with their family and he was dancing and they were all having a good time. Like trying to say, look, everything's cool with us. Like there's no weirdness.
Imagine how cool that is when somebody is so amicable with their past significant other that at Christmas, holidays, anything, especially when kids are involved, it just goes seamless like that. And now you done said something that done really piqued my interest, because that's not the only person that messaged you.
Nope, that's not the only person that messaged me yesterday. Guess who else messaged me? The husband. This is what everyone's been waiting for. So then I get
Thank
a message.
Because what did I say? I was like, without his perspective is nothing.
He said, I just found out my ex messaged you about me. I'm that ex. My coworkers told me they heard it on the radio this morning and played it back for me. I apologize for her. To which I wrote back, laughy face, it's all good. And then he said, we had a good laugh. And by we, I mean everyone else. That was actually funny.
I wasn't laughing all that much.
That was actually funny.
I'll laugh later about it.
You remember how people called in yesterday and they wanted more information? He gave it to me.
Of course.
I feel like we got every question answered that we needed, that people called in on the air. Because yesterday, was it Dan in East Troy or somebody was like, we need to know this. Is this an upside down pineapple thing? Like, what is this?
So a few people were chiming in. Yeah.
So this is what he said. I'm going to read it. So just to clear things up a bit, I had no part in her trying to set this up. She told me about it. I said I've been perfectly capable of finding dates on my own. She's not crazy most of the time. It's most definitely not an upside down pineapple thing, swinger. Really, I'm not quite sure why she felt the need to try and do that. Anyway, it was funny. I don't listen to the show, but thought that segment was funny. Reach out to me if you'd like. I could definitely elaborate more. But I'm sure she has. When our divorce is final, maybe we can hang out. Laughy face.
Oh, snap. So he's trying to keep it cool.
Uh-huh. I just replied. I said, you lost me at blank, the show he actually listens to, the boring one. And then I said, just kidding. I know she meant well. Maybe once you're divorced, we can go on a date if you want. That was it. And that's where I'm leaving it, DZ.
Hey, perfect. I mean,
I'm serious. When you guys are divorced, hit me up if you want. If I'm single, maybe we'll try it. But not today, honey. Not today. I think they sound cool.
Once the ink's dry.
I think they sound like cool people, but yeah.
I mean, would you genuinely hang out with either of them now hearing a full scope of the situation?
Sure.
Like now that really, you know, you get the both perspectives and he goes, man, she's cool. Because they sound like genuine people. You know what I mean? They don't sound crazy.
No, I would entertain anyone who honestly is my age. At this point, my age, tall, nice to me, and has a job. My standards are so low at this point from the dating world. No, he's my age. He's tall. He seems to be, you know, successful. We don't know about the other stuff, right? The character, that's all on there.
Yeah.
So that's stuff you learn. Right. When you date people, but sure, like down the road, if they got divorced, if he wanted to go out, I would go out with him. He's cute. I mean, yeah, but not right now. It's too. I need them to file and do all that.
Well, do you? I mean, I guess what's the difference?
Dan and East Troy said he tried to hold on. Dan and East Troy said I tried to get my 2 cents in. I tried to call. Sorry, Dan. Go on, DZ. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, that's all good.
I don't remember. I threw you off with Dan and East Troy. Look, we have to go because we have What Would DZ Do coming up next, which involves more of my dating life. I can't even keep up. Do you see Bella's text?
Nope.
She said,
I'm taking it one thing at a time today. This
she
is a
said,
lot.
So much drama so early in the morning. I'm here for it. How about we add some tea about best dad guy too, Allie? Love Bella. That's the guy I was out with last night.
Oh, my Lord.
But I, this is why we need to talk about this and what would DZ do. I need your help. I know you're shocked.
I got you.
I need your help.
I got you.
Can everyone tell I need help? Coming up next, what would DZ do? Now we're moving on to the next thing. What I need help with next. Thank you. We'll be back. Okay, so apparently today DZ is my therapist, and it's all about Allie's problems for the first hour or so of the show.
Did you get my Venmo request for the therapy session?
Seriously, bill me. Send me an invoice because I'm going to need it. I need your advice. Here we go again.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Boy, do I have a lot of problems, but where do we start? So many that I wrote them on a notepad. Look.
That's a long list. Did you fill that notepad? No, I'm playing.
No, it's only half the page, but I had to write down my thoughts so everybody knew. Because everybody always wants the update on the dating life, and we just haven't done it lately. But it leads to my next problem, which is what my therapist told me to do about dating. I want to know what you think.
Not me, therapist. Your actual,
my actual licensed therapist.
The licensed therapist
gave me some advice and told me she wanted me to do. Well, she didn't. She suggested I do something. But let me just update you first on Allie's dating life. I can't even keep up. You remember the guy I was hanging out with every day for like a week straight? Remember that guy? It's fine if
vaguely?
You don't. Anyway. He got weird. We stopped talking. I never talked to him again. Took a week.
Oh, yep.
Then,
yep.
Remember right before Thanksgiving, I was out with my girlfriends and I went on the date with financial guy. I went and met him for a drink and my girlfriend showed up at the bar and he met my girlfriend.
You forgot that you, because you forgot you told him to be incognito. Uh-huh. And then we're like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
So he hit me up when I got back from Mexico, but I haven't responded because he's a nice guy, but not really interested. And then we have best dad ever guy, who is the guy I posted a picture of myself in his t-shirt at his house a couple weeks ago on a date. This is the newer player.
Okay.
But he's a tall drink of water. He's a fine man. Woo! He's a hottie, but I don't know if it's going to... look. So I went out with him before Thanksgiving. We had a great time. And then I posted that picture. And then I went on with my life. And he went out of town for Thanksgiving. And so I saw him again last night. Okay, so that...
last night?
Yeah, which I posted a picture on Facebook like I'm back at best dad ever's guy's house, but I wore my own clothes this time, guys.
But I'm...
So, okay. I hung out with him last night, but my therapist, last time I saw her, I was in there and I was just bawling about all these other problems. And she goes, I think you need to stop dating. She said to me, and I said, why? And she goes, because this is the one... She goes, how's work? I go, great. She goes, how are your kids? I go, they're great. She's asking me about my whole life. How's your dating? I go, I'm sad. The guys are horrible. They're making me question my self-worth. What do I deserve? Why do I get cheater after cheater? Why do exes that I don't want to have anything to do with keep circling back into my life and bringing bad energy? I'm causing part of that problem because, you know, I'm having all this toxic crap in the background with people that I used to mess with. Multiple. Not just one. There's two.
I feel that.
And so there's
I feel that.
It's a dark place I'm in. So I was like so upset. And she's like, what, you ever thought about not dating? And I'm like, no. Because
Wait, doc.
What do you mean stop? But she was right. Like all of your drama and all of your sadness is coming from dating, which is why I don't mess with it.
Yeah, she's basically saying most of your negativity is stemming from the dating world.
Ding dong.
Okay.
Ding dong.
So, ding dong for sure.
I took her advice for like a week and then I went out with best dad.
Best dad ever.
I can't even believe I lasted a week. I don't know why. I get impulsive and then I want to go hang out with somebody. I'm like, maybe he'll be nice. And then I get hopeful I get destroyed again.
Was it a calendar week or a business week? Because those are two different weeks.
Business week.
I knew it.
Okay, so do you think, and the listeners, I mean, obviously I want their advice too, DZ, but you really get the back end of it. I tell almost everything on the air, minus some of the horrible details of the toxic stuff nobody really needs to hear. But
The things that nobody needs to hear.
Some of the toxic stuff is embarrassing. I don't even want to go there. But like... I don't know what to do. Look, my head hurts. I'm like hitting my head. I'm like talking about dating, stressing me out. See? One thought about people
giving yourself a headache over
there. One thought about people from my past and I start getting a headache, dude. Look at me. Ugh.
Allie starts getting a migraine thinking about her dating life. Uh-oh. Jesus. All right.
Should I stop dating? Do you want to tell me now or next? It's up to you.
I'm a double up. I'm a tease. I'm going to tell you my answer.
Yeah.
But then I'll explain it on the other side. And then everybody else can give their two cents, too. How about that?
Oh, good. Because I didn't even solicit and the phones are already ringing. So I cannot wait to hear what your advice is. What's your teaser? What's your teaser?
All I'm going to say is you definitely better not stop dating.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yep. But there's a twist. There's a definite twist.
Oh, here we go with the twist. All right. 414-533-1037. You can call or text. Should I stop dating? I need DZ's advice and everyone else's. What should Allie do? Please, God, help.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
God, are you there? It's me, Allie. What kind of tricks are you trying to play on me right now, dude? Talk to me.
Nah, it's DZ. What up?
DZ, are you there? It's Allie. All right. So, DZ, I just recapped everyone on my dating life, which is exhausting. I had to write it down. That's how quickly it moves. But latest one is best dad ever guy. And then my therapist said, stop dating. It's causing you too many issues. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the dating that's causing the issues as much as maybe the quantity. Okay?
Oh, go on.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho? Is that what you're saying?
No. Ain't no Christmas over here.
Okay. Body positivity, sex positivity. Go on. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. No, I'm saying like you talk about a roster, and I get that, but we don't need a bench. I think we're dipping a little bit into the bench. Mm-hmm. But let's get our starting five, and then let's rock like that for the season. You know what I mean? It's a long road, and you want your squad to be dependable. Mm-hmm. When you start dipping into the bench too much, you start getting into the sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man down the road. Those are some wishy-washy players. You don't know if they can really get you the bucket that you need. You feel me?
Yeah.
So,
you know
what
that,
I'm saying.
You know. Go on.
Focus on the starting five. Get your group together. Make sure you know where you're at and get comfortable. Because between us
girls here,
yes, like, talk to me.
You like stability.
Yes.
You like directness, but you like consistency. Those are things that when you're kind of dating freely, you don't get, right? Am I wrong about that?
You're completely right.
But say you have a core group of fellas, and I'm not saying get in a committed relationship, because that was where I was going to lean at first and be like, just date one person. Nah, that's also not you.
It's not me. I am a free bird, man. I am a free spirit. I would date one person, but I'm not going to settle. And a lot of these guys are clowns, man.
Exactly. That brings a settling when you're dating one person. And I don't feel like you're necessarily, not to say you don't want to settle, but you're not in that place. You got your kids, you're focused on, you got your career you're focused on, you got too many other things that you're dependent on or that are dependent on you also, to where you like a commitment or a committed relationship isn't necessarily what you need right now.
Feels like a
what
lot.
I say is get a couple players that also understand the game and then rock like that, whether
That's
it be
fair.
Two, three, five, whatever. Get your starters and go that way.
Do you know what I think I was doing? I'm realizing this as I'm saying it out loud. My therapist would be so proud of me. I was dipping into people I had feelings for. I was going back. That was the problem. And when you do that and you hook up with those people, it just spirals you and then you can't focus on anyone else. Now I'm emotionally unavailable for everyone else.
Yeah, and I see that being a huge problem.
I don't want to be emotionally unavailable for new people I meet. Even if they are, I would like to be present and happy and healthy, right? And if they're unhealthy, then that's their problem and I move on to the next, versus I shouldn't be adding my negative energy into the dating pool. That's where I start adding to the problem, you know?
And when you're present, when you're present, confident, happy, and healthy, you see all of, or usually see all of the negative qualities in other people quickly. When you're in a negative space, you usually miss negative cues because you're kind of already in that negative mental mindset, right?
Oh my God, you know what? This happened to me. This happened in the spring. I got my mind messed with and I started questioning. I was confident. I knew exactly what I needed and wanted. Mm-hmm. And then I started questioning everything when someone started playing with my emotions. And then
spiral.
I couldn't decipher who was genuine genuine and who wasn't anymore, and who, you know, it all became a blur.
Whereas, and then you don't believe nothing.
No, I don't believe anything. Where I knew exactly what I wanted and needed, I would tell people what I needed, and I kind of lost that somewhere. So, okay, let's go to the phones. Oof,
yeah.
Oh, this is a lot this morning.
I'll bill you for this one, too. Don't worry about it.
You better send me a bill. Let's start with one of the OGs, Ryan from Calabama. Hello. I know he's got something to say on this.
Morning. You know I
He'll bill you also.
Send me an invoice later for the therapy. Ryan, my therapist said stop dating. You heard what DZ said. He said get a couple good people that understand what's going on and leave it at that. What do you think?
Don't quit cold turkey. Nobody ever has success quitting cold turkey.
Exactly. Why you gotta quit? Don't quit.
I don't know. She said to quit because it was causing me so much grief in my life, and she wasn't wrong at the time. Let me tell you. No. The only thing I was crying about was men. Screw that. I don't cry over men. Screw these boys, man. What am I?
Exactly.
I gotta remember who the F I am. This is what I say to my friends all the time, you know?
You gotta have one. Up to bat, you got to have one on deck, and you got to have one in the hole. So that way you got it all lined up as a batting lineup.
Can you not say it like that?
Okay. That's how
we're using sports terms. This, yeah, I was going to say, he's using baseball terms. Like, you got to understand, this is sports. It's sports, baby.
Come on.
It's baseball. I'm aiming for summer already. I'm sick of this winter already, so I'm aiming for summer sports already.
Fair enough. So, Ryan, you say have three.
I have three on deck and ready to go. But I also have a point to your post. I think you need it before and after.
Goes
with it too.
What do you mean?
For your post, a before and after.
Of which post? The date?
Your post from last night, yes.
Oh, the one on Facebook where I'm in his bathroom, you mean?
I find it hilarious. I was reading the comments this morning as I'm sitting in my bed at 3:30, wide awake, and I'm dying laughing because this lady comes up with the acronym that's perfect, that I won't say over the air, but go back onto Facebook and read it. And it's like, what did she look like before?
Ryan.
Okay, I was lost for a second. No, I follow now.
A girl who wrote on my Facebook post from last night commenting on my hair, it's one of my oldest and best friends. So the girl that wrote that knows me very well, and I know exactly what Ryan's talking about. So she mentioned my hair and how it looked crazy. She was
hilarious.
Right. She was right. It looked crazy. I was on a date. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Okay, Ryan, I love you. Have a great day.
Love you.
Bye.
Have a great Thursday.
Love and peace, man.
Sherry has been waiting so patiently in Milwaukee. Sherry, what's your dating advice for me?
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. I'm not so much of a good person to get advice on dating from.
Great.
I'm like with what DC said.
Yeah.
Pick about 4 to 5 of those guys and have them all lined up. And just if one mess up, you know, you can go to number 2, 3.
Boom.
Mess up, you know.
Well, Sherry, I've done that.
Three,
but the problem is you start to develop feelings for people. This is where dating gets icky. And then you can't move on to the next. This is where gets icky.
Okay, so what I do, I'm going to tell you what I do when
there
I
you go, Sherry.
Feelings.
Well, she said, tell me what you do when you catch feelings, Sherry.
Let me tell you my personal experience.
Tell me. What?
I tend to pull back when somebody, like, wants to start saying, I love you, I care about
you. Yeah, I already do that.
I want to be with you.
I back away before we even start dating. Are you kidding me?
Now I get question. Yeah. I got a question for you, Allie, and also Sherry, I guess, in this scenario, man. Because I think Sherry's got some good advice. Is there a situation where you guys feel like you can date or see somebody and not develop feelings whatsoever?
Yes, because I've done it before. Yes, absolutely.
I'm actually doing it right now.
Ding, ding, ding.
Then do that. Then keep doing that.
But that gets unfulfilling after a while, though.
Right. And to be honest with you, it's actually fun. I got 3 daughters by the same man. He been completely a wipe in the butt. But yeah, I'm just like, you go with 5.
Okay.
So
all right. Sherry said 5.
Go with 3.
Sherry, I love your advice.
Sherry was like, listen, 5, 10 tops, and then don't develop no feelings.
Sherry, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. What the hell?
Have a good day,
Sherry. Oh, man. Our listeners are the best. The best. I got to go to Kelly in Sussex because I know she'll make me feel better. We talk about men all the time. Hey, girl.
Hi. I'm not the best one to give advice, but here we are.
Are any of us at this point?
I feel like my advice was top tier over here.
Because you're in a normal, healthy relationship. We're wacky from the dating world. That's what Kelly's getting at.
Yeah. I think take the season to be single, the holiday. Just be single. Focus on yourself. Focus on the kids.
Okay.
Start the new year brand new. Go see hot dad, whatever.
Best dad ever. Can I still see him? Am I allowed to go hang out with him?
I wouldn't.
He's so fine. Kelly, I sent you a picture.
Kelly said she wouldn't.
He's so hot. God.
Well, man, okay, hold on.
I sent Kelly a picture and she's like, yeah, he's hot. I'm like, he's a hottie.
Well, maybe it makes it that much more rewarding. Right, taper back. I'm hearing what Kelly's saying. So, like, you know, not deprive yourself, but taper back, enjoy yourself. And then if and when it comes back to after the holidays, you'll enjoy it that much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for your advice, you guys. I'm supposed to go on a date tonight, though, with somebody else.
Oh, my God. Oh, what?
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ.
Wepa.
Oh, yeah. Wepa Thursday. That's what I call it.
Wepa every day.
Every single day. And at 7:25 every single day, you know what we do on this show. I love it. During the holidays, we do Allie's favorite things. DZ, today, I cannot wait to tell you. Every day I get excited to tell you about my favorite things. Because what we do is we give you all of the prizes from the whole week. Your chance to win all of them on our website, 1037kissfm.com. You ready for today's?
I feel like every day just gets better and better.
It does.
Yes, I'm ready for today.
It does. Because so far this week, in the package, we have a gift certificate to Fresh Chef Milwaukee Meal Prep. A gift certificate to Camp Bow Wow for $250. A man plow shovel. A 4-session package to Perspire Sauna Studios. And yesterday, I added a $500 gift card to Kessler's Diamonds. Today, you guys know I love this place because this place helped me get my life back after my weight loss. Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa, baby. No, I'm not giving away plastic surgery. I know you wish I was. I am not giving away what I had done, DZ.
You're giving away BBLs.
There's no breast augmentation today, but I am going to give away a Dermaplane. Would you die if I gave that away? A Dermaplane with
That'd
peel.
Be good.
One limited edition Alum Fireside Candle, which smells super good, and a mini Alum Skin Perfecting Mist. So we've got a whole prize package to Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. And you guys already know that obviously Alum is one of my favorite things of 2023 because I still go there for my Botox. I love my doctors.
Right.
I love everybody there. $10 per unit and there's no catch and no memberships because DZ, people that get Botox are like, wait, what's the catch? $10 a unit is like a steal. It's amazing.
Is it super cheap?
It's
okay.
And they're great. It's not like you're going to a place that's not making you look good. It's amazing. So $10 a unit is a good deal.
I would have never like thought of the price of Botox, but I guess like a $10 per unit in any facet sounds like a good deal to me. I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought about it either until I started getting it. It's the best thing I ever had. And a lot of people don't even know what Botox is, if you want me to be honest.
Right.
They think it's going to change. Botox doesn't change your face. It just stops you from getting wrinkles because it relaxes your lines. So you know how animated I am.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we're animated people.
It'll slow down.
Wait,
the
am
aging.
I gonna need Botox?
No, you're too young yet. Yeah, I mean, but there's a lot of women getting at your age, though. Actually, never mind.
I was gonna say, man, maybe I'm too young, but the next man might not be. Who knows, man? But no, that's another dope addition to the prize pack, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Alum, like you said, they held you down and kept you right, and I know a lot of people ask.
Seriously, I mean, they have been great through all of my surgeries. So go to 1037kissfm.com. That's where you can enter to win Allie's favorite things. All of those. You will be winning all of those if we pick your name.
Dang.
And call you at the end of the week. Very exciting. Okay, you know what's next, DZ?
Oh, I know exactly what's next.
You know, we are going to be doing Am I the Jerk? And this one involves a work ethic issue, which I find interesting. Yeah,
I'm all about them. You know I love work dilemmas, especially the moral ones.
This is a really, really good one. So we will get into Am I the Jerk? And then a $100 Burger King gift card right after that for you. Kiss FM. Oh, Olivia Rodrigo was in town for the holidays. Did you know? So I just kind of nonchalantly mentioned Olivia Rodrigo was in town over the holidays. She was spotted at the airport because her mom is from the area. So she was here for Thanksgiving, supposedly, with her boyfriend.
out here just doing the fam bam thing for the holidays. I ain't mad at her.
I thought that was really, really cool when I heard that story. So, all right, let's do Am I the Jerk? Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, we both get down with this one. This is a work ethic issue.
Yep.
Honestly, in my opinion. Here's what she wrote in. Natalie wanted her name changed, so we did. She said, am I the jerk for only doing the bare minimum at work? Sounds horrible, but hold on.
I mean,
listen to what she says, though. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, I'm a manager at my job, so I'm salaried. I work a minimum of 44 hours a week, but I'm only paid for 40 hours a week based on my salary. Our other manager at a different location makes more than me on salary and works far less hours. I asked why it wasn't equal pay when we both do the same job and have the same responsibilities, and I was told basically I wasn't worth as much, not in so many words. The owners have now added additional jobs that I am not receiving compensation for, and that ends up costing me money to do. I feel very detached from a job I once loved and dread going in every day. Aww. This job has now begun to affect my home life and mental health. Thank you for your time, Natalie. As Natalie the Jerk, she wants to know if we're only doing the bare minimum at work, keeping her anonymous. Okay,
I mean,
so
she feels like she's getting paid for what she does and no more, no less, right?
I don't think she's the jerk. I think people commit too much to their jobs. I think if they're only going to pay her for 40 hours a week, and they're definitely not making her... It's one thing if they're paying you and overworking you and doing something to make you feel appreciated here and there, or like you're a part of a team, but to straight up tell someone you're not valuable, oh, and can you work more than what we're paying you for? Dude, kick rocks.
Well,
that's what I say.
Kick rocks. I mean, you are working more than your salaried 40 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that salary dictates that sometimes you go over those normal 40 hours, and that's kind of it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be counting somebody else's pockets. I understand that a manager at a different location makes a different salary for a different position.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same on paper, you don't know what they do, what experience they have, what relationships they might have. And I hate to say that nepotism is a thing, but for all you know, they got somebody in their pocket that you don't. You can't be mad at your situation because you became aware of somebody's situation that's better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
You can only focus on yourself, Ma. Natalie, I hate to say it, a little bit of a jerk. She chose this job.
You think she should just do what's expected of her and call it? Yeah, I get that.
Or get a new job. If you're dreading going in every day, it sucks because you loved that job. You either got to refine that love or you got to find a new job.
Yep.
I hate to say it, but you don't worry about nobody else's pockets.
No.
If you're worried about somebody else's pockets, you ain't never going to be happy.
You're not wrong about that. She is hyper-focused on the others versus just like, hold on, I'm working too much here and I'm not getting compensated because I don't. First of all, I don't think it's fair or legal to force people to work more, quite frankly, than you're paying them for, if we really want to break it down here. But this happens all the time in the salary world because it's like, oh, well, you know, you got a job. You should just be grateful that you have a job.
Man, I hate that concept.
But I'm miserable.
But I don't like it.
I hate coming here, man. So, okay, so is she the jerk for doing the bare minimum at her job? 414-533-1037. We're going to answer that for Natalie today. You say jerk.
Yeah.
Just do your job and get another one if you don't like it.
Yep. Negotiate. Do something, but don't worry about nobody else. You're a jerk for doing the bare minimum because you're worried about somebody else.
Take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Natalie wants to know if she's the jerk for doing the bare minimum at her job. She's paid salary for 40 hours a week, but she works at least 44 a week and then does a lot of things she feels like have been added on to her plate. So she wants to know if she's the jerk if she does the bare minimum. Her mental health is suffering now. Yeah.
I hear her. I feel for her. I understand what she's saying, but Natalie, at the same time, doing the bare minimum isn't going to get you paid more.
True.
Like, I mean, come on, man. But like, you know what?
I could take what you just said and say, yeah, but doing more isn't going to get you paid more either. So what are you throwing your back out for, right?
I don't know. I feel like you got points to argue when you go in, because everybody should at least negotiate at some point with their job, like, especially if it's a position of salary.
If they're not going to give you any more money at this point, it's about you and how you feel about yourself, I think. Natalie's on the phone, but not the Natalie that wrote in. Good morning, Natalie.
Oh, not Natalie, Natalie?
Natalie in Milwaukee. Hey, girl, do you think that she's a jerk for doing the bare minimum at her job?
So I'm going to have to say that she is kind of a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I think you have to look at, because she's in a management position.
Solid point.
If she needs to learn how to delegate some of those duties, why is she working more than 40 hours?
Oh, that's great advice, actually. That's really good advice.
Yeah,
I hadn't even gone there.
Her downstream employees and teach them and delegate them, because then a manager, like, you should be prioritizing more stuff and not having to work that
right.
your salary.
If you know what you're doing, you'd have everybody around you orchestrated correctly, helping you do everything smoothly. Yeah.
Some of these might be self-inflicted.
That's
and that's probably why that other person, she's got her stuff down. She's putting stuff out there.
And you know
they
what?
Work less hours because they delegate more and can just go home.
This was amazing advice for anyone in a manager position who's listening, because I bet you there's people listening right now going, oh my gosh, ding ding. Like a light bulb's going off right now for people, including us. So that's good advice. Natalie says jerk. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Thank you. Take care.
You too.
You too. Bye. God, that was a great point.
That was a really good point. Keo is in Greendale. Good morning, Keo.
Good morning.
Hey. All right. Is Natalie the jerk for doing the bare minimum at her job? She's sick of working more than she's paid for, which is 40 hours a week salary.
Definitely not the jerk. I'm sure anyone who was working for free would not like it, no matter what position, if you're manager or not the manager.
Boom.
You don't want to work for free. Yes, Natalie had great advice. Maybe she's not doing as much as she probably should. Mm-hmm. To get everything right, but I could see why she's still upset. I wouldn't work harder either if I knew that I wasn't going to get a pay raise.
And it's time out of your life. It's money you don't get, and you're just working for nothing.
Exactly. I'm sorry. I know I'm a manager, and you shouldn't think that way, but, you know, your coin is your coin, and that's it.
Your coin is your coin. Keo, going crazy on
him. Boom. I love it. Thanks for calling, Keo. Great points. Have a good day.
All right. Congratulations, DZ.
Thank you, Keo. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Colleen is in Milwaukee. Colleen, welcome to the show. You are officially the tiebreaker on Am I the Jerk?
Okay. Well, I think she is a jerk.
Go on.
Oh, boom.
I have been in her position before. I have felt unappreciated in a management position, but it didn't make me do any less in my position. I still did my job. Mm-hmm. You like DZ said, if you're unhappy, you find happiness elsewhere. You don't do less in your position. You know, I did. And I was a manager for many years at my job. And, you know, I'm still at the same job. But I stepped down, not just because of feeling unappreciated. I had other reasons that I had to step down for. But
it's a responsibility. Being a manager is a responsibility, you know? I mean, you're in charge of a lot more things.
It's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And the other Natalie that called in, I agree with what she said, too, but in some management positions, you don't have the capability of giving the people lower than you your duties. They don't know how to do
it. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, but that's
or they just don't do it. You got to do it yourself, because nobody will step up like manager can, you know?
Hold on.
There's things in the management position that other people don't know how to do.
But then that's when you
That's
when you get the right people. You got to get rid of the bad ones, and that's when you got to start having you're the manager. Hire and fire the right ones, right?
Oh, no, I thought
management positions, though. If you're a manager in a restaurant, you can't give the servers your bookwork.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought she was saying. Like, there's certain things that just categorically you can't have, you know, subordinates do for you. You know what I mean? Make the bank run, you know. The manager got to make the bank, yeah.
Do my job.
I get that. There's people, yes, there are things our bosses can do that we can never do.
That we just can't.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I still worked 100% full to my duties. I was just, you know, I stepped down. And now a lot of my employees that I had back when I was management, they're like, man, we miss you. Like, we miss you as a manager.
That's actually a big compliment. You should take that as a huge compliment.
And I appreciate them so much. I appreciate them. And now I'm same as them. I'm the same, you know, level as they are, and we all appreciate each other so much.
Well, and it's, let's be real. Go. Every single one of us, every listener listening, me and DZ, no matter who you are, everyone knows what it's like, I think, to be in a bad position, have bad managers and good managers. And
yeah.
Hope-
Ooh, yeah.
And
ooh,
if you've
I know
good,
that's right.
If you've always had good ones, you are the luckiest, boy, because we've all lived. I mean,
to have a bad one after a good one, one of the worst
you.
Feelings.
Yeah,
ooh,
I can
boy,
destroy
I tell you that.
Put your notice in and just do your job to mm-hmm. your capability and then find yep. your happiness elsewhere then.
Amen.
That's
all
right. That's right.
So that's Jerk today. Thanks for calling, Colleen.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Not even a, it wasn't a clean sweep, because I did agree with what Keo's, you know, I'm on Keo's side.
Yeah.
But.
Well, everybody stood their ground, you know, as the youngins say, everybody stood on business. You know,
like
everybody
old.
Was, everybody was, these two kids have aged me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they,
right.
All these youngins though,
all these
they're
youngins.
Like standing on business, 10 toes down, yes, jerk, not the jerk, but the mm-hmm. way it works out, yes, ooh, sorry, Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we have got a $100 gift card to Burger King. Don't go anywhere. You hungry? Are you
come on
hungry?
Now. Come on now. You're talking, you remember who you're talking to? Come on now. Am I hungry?
Sorry, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. And it is that time of the show where we give you a $100 gift card to Burger King. So I haven't mentioned this, but I did want to tell you, I don't know if you know this, right now at Burger King, they've got some good stuff going on, DZ. Did you know that?
Well, I don't think I did.
They have a 2-for-$10 meal deal right now at Burger King where you get two Whopper Junior sandwiches and two small fries or onion rings and two small Coca-Cola drinks. So basically I can take my kids and feed them for 10, or we could just eat two ourselves.
Right? That sounds like a cash out. Hey, I always forget about
deal.
Their onion rings too. I definitely always forget about their onion rings.
Yeah, and you know what else they have that is mwah, chef's kiss, the French toast sticks. Ah!
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, anyway, okay.
Oh.
See?
Okay, and,
don't get
anywho,
me started.
Enough. Man, I was going to say, bro, like, we can't do nothing with this $100 gift card. It's not for us. Okay.
414-533-1037. Let's go ahead and give away this gift card to caller number 25. And you can use it 10 times in a row to get the 2-for-$10 deal. If you want, you're welcome.
That's a lot of math. I'm going to just trust that.
Right? 414-533-1037. Somebody's getting a gift card by lunch for the next few weeks. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. We're giving away the $100 Burger King gift card, DZ. You ready for this?
Oh, I've been ready, born ready, stay ready, so I'm going to get ready.
All right. Good morning, Sarah in Waukesha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. You know what's crazy?
Good, good.
Not
a little
only,
hungry. It's okay.
A little hungry, which is good because you are going to get hooked up with a $100 gift card to Burger King, Sarah.
Oh, that's great. Boom. Thank you.
Congratulations. You know what's crazy, DZ? I actually know Sarah. I was talking to her off the air. I met her before.
What?
Her son has hydrocephalus. Did I say that correctly, Sarah?
You sure did.
And so I've met them before because I learned a lot about hydrocephalus a few years ago. So
got
because
it.
Somebody
got
on the show
it.
Had it, you might remember this. So it was a whole thing. And how's JJ doing?
JJ is doing well. Thank you so very much.
Aww. How old now?
JJ's going to be...
He just turned six on November 4th. So.
How old was he when I first met him?
Snap.
Was he like...
He was less than a year. He probably was about 10 months or so.
DZ, this was pre-COVID.
No.
It was pre-COVID.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was the cutest little thing. I can't believe he's six.
Yep.
Bring him by. I want to see
him.
Bring him by the station someday.
I'll bring him.
You should. Not today.
He'd love that.
Bring next week when DZ's back. Like in here.
Yeah, there
yeah.
we go. Aww. Honestly, though, okay. listen, JJ's the one really winning today because guess
Heck
who's
yeah.
about to get a whole bunch of BK?
JJ! Happy
He loves his cheeseburgers from there.
Oh my gosh, that's like Hudson. He's obsessed with the cheeseburgers at Burger King. I love
yes.
it.
Boom.
Hey, Sarah, hold on. Hold on, girlfriend. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
You're
thank
so...
you, DZ. Congratulations. Wepa and the little
thank
one.
Thank you. Wepa. Gracias, Sarah. Thank you.
De nada, de nada.
Aw, you guys. Listen to you two. All right, tomorrow, same time, your chance to win that $100 gift card again. 103.7 Kiss FM. Well, this might get awkward, DZ. Somebody in Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian's family is refusing to help with the new baby. You know, they had their new baby. Somebody
what?
Said, nope, I won't even hold the baby. No thanks.
Whoa, oh, wow.
This is awkward. I'll tell you what family member we're talking about next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Here's Billie Eilish.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so who is saying they refuse to help with the new baby that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker had? Well, one of Travis Barker's kids, Landon, who's 20, by the way, said he hasn't even held Says he hasn't even held the kid yet. He was hoping for a girl. Well, that's rude.
Has he ever even held the baby, though? Like, let's be honest. Do we want him to hold the child? He's 20.
I would say if you asked a lot of 20-year-old men, probably not. You know what
let's
I mean?
Let's be honest. Thank you. Exactly.
You were an older... Well, you are an older sibling, right? What was that like when your parents had little kids or more siblings?
I mean, I was young, though. When my little sister was born, I was 8. Uh-huh. So I was definitely nervous holding my little sister. Mm-hmm. I would only sit down for the longest on the couch and hold her. I didn't get comfortable standing up and holding her for a very long time, I feel like. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as I grew up, you know, you had nieces and nephews around. And me and my now wife, then girlfriend when I was 20, had plenty babies in the picture. So I grew up holding kids. It wasn't like I was a stranger to it. But it always made you nervous. I was always worried about the little neck. And even to this day with my own little ones, you worried about the neck. So I'd hope that it's just that he's cautious with the child and doesn't want to be responsible for such a delicate, fragile little human being. But he said he wanted a sister.
He said,
bogus.
Do you know why he wanted a sister? Here's where it gets even worse. He said he wanted to be the only Barker boy. He said, now I feel like I can't say that. You know what I mean? But I was like totally rooting for a little girl. This is jealous much? Yep. This is Travis Barker's 20-year-old son, Landon, who hasn't even held the new baby yet.
Okay, Landon.
Can I tell you something, though, fascinating about their story that I didn't realize till I watched the Kardashians last week? Travis and Kourtney were doing IVF and all that on the show. I didn't realize they got pregnant naturally. They quit IVF, and that's, again, they're one of these stories. They quit. She's like 45. They quit, and she got pregnant. Swear to God.
And got pregnant. Wow.
They told that story.
Look at that.
I was watching the show, and I thought, I just assumed you guys did IVF until it worked. I didn't realize they stopped and then got pregnant, but that's what happened.
Hmm. Hey, the miracle baby. Happy for them, though. And I guess I'm not so happy for Landon.
And you have a new baby, too, DZ.
I'm happy for us, too.
And their baby is named Rocky. Your baby.
Yeah, they stole our name. They stole our name. Could you believe it?
Your baby is Danison.
Oh.
Little Danison. Oh. Wow. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's been a week, DZ. It's been a week.
It's been a whole week.
Since Thanksgiving, which, if I'm being honest, I completely forgot about. What about you? I mean, seriously, I feel like I've already moved on to Christmas and the rest of the holidays. It could be New Year's at this point. Thanksgiving what? That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it moves quick. It moves quick, except for one thing doesn't move so quick as far as Thanksgiving goes, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but
what's that?
I've been feeling some type of way. Man, I gotta ask.
What?
I genuinely gotta ask. How long is too long to be eating Thanksgiving leftovers? Because I was up in our fridge literally this morning, and I got to looking at the fact that there is still leftovers in our refrigerator from last Thursday, from Thanksgiving a week ago, like you just said. And I'm going, ain't no way. Nobody is eating any of this stuff now. I mean, we haven't tossed it out. Don't know if my wife is getting to it right now. Like, I could be missing that whole exchange. But I got to thinking, like, how late is too late? Because I know that Friday after, them leftovers hit. That Saturday, them leftovers still kind
of
hit.
I feel like Monday, they should have been out of your fridge. Now, you just had a baby, so I'll let you slide with the leftovers.
You'll let it slide?
Yeah, because you need them. You don't need to be cooking right now. You got a newborn. But a week out, if you're still eating, I'm worried for your health. If you get sick today, I feel like it's the food in your fridge. A week later, ick.
The food is good in the fridge. It's not like we've been leaving it out. No, not forever, but it's been a solid week. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm going, no, ain't nobody touched this in at least 2 days tops now. So ain't none of us eating this. But somebody, I know somebody's out there got some Thanksgiving leftovers that they're still bringing for lunch.
Yep.
And they are going in right now. And somebody in the break room is going, what are you doing, bro? Or, is that stuffing? Is that stuffing? I know you didn't make stuffing this week.
Why do I smell turkey and mashed potatoes coming from the work kitchen? Like, what's going on? Is that green bean casserole?
Somebody got pumpkin pie right now? Is that pumpkin pie I smell?
Is that an elegant farmer apple pie? I know
hey,
that smell anywhere.
Hold on now. If you got some apple pie, slide that my way.
All right, 414-533-1037. Are you still eating your leftovers from Thanksgiving, or are they in the trash like they should be? Maybe you're like DZ.
You still got leftovers? How late is too late to have Thanksgiving leftovers, man?
What is wrong with you guys? 414-533-1037. I have no leftovers, DZ, because I didn't have any to start with.
I got a few. I ain't even going to cap. There's a few in there. And I mean, everything was good. So that's why I haven't tossed it out, because you never know. I might just eat a little bit today before I throw it out.
Somebody texted in 3-day max for the Thanksgiving food. And if you still have it, give it to the dog. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And with us this morning, we have DZ, the man who is a week out from Thanksgiving, still eating leftovers. What is wrong with you?
Hey, man, I know you mad at my plate of some pumpkin pie, my plate of little bacon wrapped, you know what I'm saying, chicken, a little ham. I know you mad at my mashed potatoes. Look at this plate.
Do you wish you had some. You have a death wish, don't you?
Smell them leftovers, baby. Yeah, I'm eating them a week out. What?
Well, let's find out what Amanda in Racine's doing. Amanda!
Turn down for what?
Oh no.
Turn down for what?
Oh no. Do you know what just happened?
What just happened? I played her song
and I pulled up the wrong line. Hold on.
What?
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Hey, it'd be like that.
Let's try it again. Okay, now I'm more confused than ever. Amanda, are you there? Who's on the phone? I don't even know anymore. Amanda? She was on one. That was her. Amanda, where the hell are
you? Hi, I'm here.
What? Wait, no. Did you
Hold on.
Did you put us on hold?
No, I didn't.
Amanda,
I don't know what happened.
Amanda, I had the right line the first time. Amanda?
I don't know what happened.
Amanda, get it
for
right.
For the third time.
Get it
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to give me a heart attack on this show.
What happened?
What is wrong?
Did I mute you?
She muted us. That's what she did when she was on
hold. She muted us.
She was screaming in the background. We couldn't hear a thing. That's actually funny.
Oh, I love it.
Amanda, now that we're back on track, are you eating leftovers a week later like DZ?
What's your timeline?
Okay, I'm not bad in time. Now, I do it for a couple days because I like to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. But after that, it's like, okay, I'm done with this. So, I'm over it.
A couple days for you.
Yeah, two, three tops, and then you're out.
But, you know, I think we still have turkey in the fridge. So later today, I'm going to look to see if it has mold on it. See what's going on.
Ew.
go do some investigating. Some people are saying that, though. Somebody texted and said 5 days, a week at the max. You got to do the smell test. You got to check it. If it smells fine, chances are it's probably fine. But then on the flip,
somebody did go, it's
not worth getting food poisoning. Probably 3 days tops. Leftovers after that, you got to toss them. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you don't ever want that.
I might be disagreeing with y'all.
Ickety ick. Okay, well, DZ's not, he's not backing down, though. We know DZ. He's going to be eating those leftovers till they're gone.
I'll see y'all again next Thursday. How about that?
I dare you. Yeah, next Thursday you won't be here because you'll be on the toilet, okay? You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it.
Stop.
Amanda, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Oh, you too.
Freaked out. I thought she muted us for real. That's
she
fine.
Really did mute us.
Lisa's in Racine. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
We want to know how long you eat your Thanksgiving leftovers, because I'm appalled DZ still is eating them.
I would say 2 days, 3 days max, depending on what it is.
Preach.
The turkey, only 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, maybe three.
Hmm.
What? Okay. Yeah. No. Hold on now, because I got to disagree with
you. I'll give you four, but that's to get through Sunday, and then they're gone.
This is to hold you over. But no, desserts are different, because like somebody in the text said, you don't throw away pie. You save that for life. You never throw away pie.
Okay,
the pie is good for life.
Sure. I'll back you up on
that. As long as it's been in the refrigerator. Most people leave pumpkin pie out, and you can't do that.
You can't do that with pumpkin pie. That's right. You're right about that.
That is very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you. I'm not a pie connoisseur, but I know that much. Sheesh.
I also want to say congratulations to DZ. And go Bears. I know everyone
hey,
like
thank
that.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you and double bye. Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. Wepa.
Hey, go Bears. Lisa.
Lisa. Oh, I love you so much.
No, we don't. Lisa.
I do.
Lisa. Go Packers. Bye. I just turned her off.
You hung up on her. Of course you did.
I did.
No, we appreciate
she
you,
Lisa.
She hung
up thank too you. Now. I just had to
she was like,
to make
fine.
Sure.
She's like, fine. Double hangs up, Cease.
We don't call this station and say go Bears and think you're going to be on more than 10 seconds. Get the hell
she's
out of here.
Real one.